13 T3 Alliance students visited Annan Wildlife Observatory twice this past June before bears were in full swing for salmon season. T3 is a science and math group that stands for Teaching Through Technology Alliance. Spencer Pettigrew graduated from Wrangell High School last year and is now attending Boise State University for neuroscience. He says the group set up two more cameras in addition to the two that were set up last year.
We have two cameras on the newly built photo blind overlooking the lower falls and fishing holes down there. We have one camera looking up the river and in creek, and then one camera right behind the observatory watching this crossroads where you see a bunch of different bears.
The group took the cameras offline before winter hit. In order to get all cameras working, they first had to set up a Starlink connection. Pettigrew said it was a bit of a conundrum. They had to raise it a few more feet from last year in order for a proper signal. They also had to redesign the electrical system to pull in solar energy. This is something Annika Herman intently focused on last year.
I sort of knew what was going on, but just dealing with these over and over again, because we had to cut them and redo them, was just a hassle. And then trying to figure out missing links, just making sure everything was just organized.
The T3 program began collaborating with the U.S. Forest Service a few years ago and started working at the Annan site last year. The group stayed in the nearby Annan Bay cabin for 3 to 4 nights each trip last month. It's a new cabin that was built after a spruce tree fell on the old one, located a half mile to the trailhead that leads to the wildlife observatory.
Bears were around the cabin. Mink were running over. We actually saw moose on the other side of the bay, lagoon area.
That's Andrew Edens. He just graduated from Wrangell High School.
I think we were some of the first people to have especially a large group in the very new cabin. And it was honestly great. Very clean. And it smelled lovely of cedar.
Another student, Timothy Garcia, says the biggest highlight was working with Friends of Annan on social media outreach. He documented everything through photos and video for the new nonprofit organization.
Last year, there was a lot less of what we could say, and like we had a lot less photos and video to produce out to people. And so this year with Friends of Annan, it's trying to help a lot more to get that information out there to people, having it online, because the Annan website is honestly a bit lackluster.
He says they're putting more of a presence of their stories on Instagram, Facebook, and explore.org with the cameras. They also have their own website, and soon they plan to have videos on YouTube. Garcia says the goal is to reach as many people as far away as they can. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.